in the last sort of 12 months, or maybe back to a year and a half, there's been a number of fires in the local area. Piper still stood, Bernard Ross grows corn there, all his bales were burned there. Bank Holiday, June Bank Holiday of 2024, Killeshew Hotel had a number of fires in 2024. The Ballyhoe homes are building houses at the back of Killeshew, and they have a lot of burnings going on at the back of there. Liam Queeley, who lives next door, he lives right beside me, and he's had bales burnt in the last year in August. And in last September, we had an attempted burning at that same area, where they'd pushed one bale out of the shed, put some of that into stables, tried to light the stables. Because they poured out a bale of hay instead of straw, it is more smoky, and it sort of caused a lot of smoke. They then torched the one that was in the yard. But again, lucky enough, it was a Friday night, Saturday morning, and it just happened to be one of those days there was no wind, so nothing blew back into the sheds to take off. So anyway, last Friday, 3:30 in the evening, the lads who just finished up in that yard came down to the main yard. That yard is probably a quarter of a mile away from here, up on top of the hill, closer to Nice. And they finished up there at 3:30 anyway, and came down here. And at 5:25, Neil Gallagher, who lives in the, works in the county council, and his father lives across the road, he was going to collect his father. He rings me and he says, "Have you got a fire going on, or smoke coming from the what we call the cattle yard? It used to be our own cattle yard, and it's got named the cattle yard from the cattle yard." I said, "No, I don't. There's nothing being burnt up there." So anyway, I my house is just across, about 200 yards from it, so I flew over there, and I opened the gates, all the gates in the farm. I've locked them just in case people leave them open, and went into the yard and turned the corner into the yard, and we got the shock of my life, because the whole six spans of hay and straw were in full blast. It was an inferno. It was actually, I was quite surprised how it would have taken. Usually in a fire in these situations, would start at the first bay and then work at the second one. It was, the whole lot was engulfed at the one time. So that was grand. Neil, anyway, for Jerusalem, he rang the fire brigade, because he's all the numbers and phone. And I rang the Garda station and give them the air code. And I rang the lads here in the yard, and they were just finished working there, all in the showers, and they popped on a couple of clothes and wellies and flew up anyway, and we extracted all the horses were from up the stables across from where the fire was, and moved them down to a different area of the farm where we've six different locations of the farms with stables all well separated in the farm. So we were able to move them away to a totally different area. And by the time we had that done, you know, we would have done that around 5:45. At 6 o'clock, the fire engine from Newbridge and Nace were there, and they started trying to extinguish the fire. And they had two tankers of water going down to the canal just down about a mile down the road at Connaught Bridge, down beside Chrissy Hart's, and they were extracting water up to the yard. And it, about an hour later, they weren't really getting to, they were dampening it, but because it's dense and there's three lines of bales, it kept burning and smoke, and the smoke was very bad. And I got contact with Mark Cairns, who lives down the road, and he's a construction company, and Robert Brazel, who's with him, and they came up, and one of them brought a Hi-Mac, and the other one brought to grab the hay, and they brought it out, a teleporter, sorry, so that he could drag it over the Hi-Mac, because he was far enough away from the flames and smoke, and then the teleporter would grab it, and then they dragged it out into the fields, where the fire brigade then doused it again, and I kept dousing the stuff that they were dragging out, because as they dragged stuff out, it would, but oxygen went into the other stuff and it would take off. So they finished at 3:30 in the morning.
It's incredible what happened, and you're looking at 3:30, so 10 hours trying to put out this fire, and you're in a very rural area here in Rathaskar, obviously, just outside Nace, and it's lucky that the amount of people that were around and were able to help. What kind of impact has it had then on the stables, on the sheds, on the horses up there?
Well, the horses were quite spooked in that, but we have them in different yards now, and they're starting to settle down now, and they're not too bad. They were pregnant mares, so you're always afraid that they will, because of the trauma, they abort foals or whatever. But they, at the moment, touch wood, are okay, but until we fold them down, you don't know what impact it has on them, because those things can cause malformed folds, placenta dislocation, and they lose the folds, and all the things that could happen in a normal year without trauma, then it has escalated. So, we're just lucky. We lost hay, we lost straw, we lost sheds. The total cost has been valued by the FPD insurance company at 150,000. You know, so
that's a significant amount, though. 150,000 for ultimately an act of vandalism here, and there's no suggestion or no doubt that this was started deliberately. 100% started deliberately.
Well, there's no electrics in them barns. The hay and straw is in them barns for a number of months, so that would can be that sort of combustion would happen if there were a month in the shed and they're still too damp. So if everything's dry, everything is perfect. So there were a certain amount of use seen going away from the scene, heading down towards the Rathaskar, about 100 yards away, at about 20 past five, heading towards the Kilcullen Road, on one on foot, one on a bicycle, and one on a electric scooter. Neil Gallagher, who was the guy that alerted me, was the fella that seen them, and they actually ran into them. They were trying to move that fast. So there's a certain line of inquiry. The first case in September was proof that there was somebody in that area, because the bail wouldn't have pushed itself out of the barn and would not have ignited itself. So that was the first bite, which they didn't get. And the second bite, they got a proper job done.
What kind of impact has it had then on you and on the business and on the staff here? Because obviously you're going to be resolute and you're going to keep coming into work, and you know it's a shame what's happened, but ultimately it's a business here as well.
We're lucky that we have different areas on the farm that we have relocated the animals to, and we will continue going. That area up there now has to be demolished, and the metal has to go over to Westco over the road there and for scrap. And we have to clean up the site, and we have to get everything prepared for a rebuild. So we'll just keep going forward. We'll just accept it, as all farmers have to accept. You know, things go wrong. And at this time of year, all farmers' sheds are full of hay and straw. And it's the most easy time of the year for things to go wrong if something ignites and you lose all your fodder. But we are lucky enough, we have fodder placed in locations all around the farm. So we will be okay. We're importing straw from England now. Kevin Quinn down the road imports straw, and he was up to me, and he's going to import a load of straw from England to supplement what we have.
And the insurance, obviously, you're looking at it, have valued it at €150,000, and you mentioned that things do go wrong and that it's the time of the year where things might go wrong, and you might understand that if it went wrong accidentally, but for what seems to be a deliberate act, for somebody to come in and set the shed on fire, it must be harder to take than if it was just an act of, well, something went alight.
Funny enough, I was more upset on the first occasion, because it was about sort of like waiting for a beating. You knew there was going to go some of the, if they tried once, they were going to come back a second time. So we had a camera up in the yard, and it had malfunctioned probably 2 weeks ago and hadn't got it back working again. But even if it had been there, we would have seen people doing things, but we couldn't have actually, you know, they would have done their thing beforehand, and more likely they would have had face coverings, because we have all sort of signs up around that yard that, you know, that we had a camera in the yard, and this location, you're not allowed into it, and, you know, all the farmer signs are up. So we had warning signs up everywhere, but they weren't going to heed the warnings. They could access it from five different areas, through the paddocks, through a side gate, through the gate on the road, you know, through the ditch. You know, when you're for farm, you're not going to have your able to fence it off to the point that they can't get in. They're going to get in, and if they want to, but you have to have a wanting to get in to do that, you know.
Just finally then, tell us a bit more about the studs here in Rathaskar. You've been here for decades, 40 years, and you've been well ingrained within the community, and a lot of hard work goes on. I was having a look at some of the horses there before we came in, and there's some familiar names out there.
Yeah, look, we've been, I mean, this community around here, when we arrived 40 years ago, it was really all a farming community. We know all our neighbours, they're great people. When we were in trouble the other day, everybody was, came up and, can we help this? So the whole thing was fantastic. As far as the farm is concerned, we have about 120 horses on the farm. 60 of those are pregnant mares. We fold down those mares. We have 3 stallions. So this is our busy time of year. We have 6 foals born. The rest of the mares are about to fold between now and the end of May. The mares then go to the stallions when they're about a month foaled. And some of them stay, 75% of them stay in house, and about 25% go to other farm stallions. We have 50 yearlings to sell next year. So we've an ongoing business, and you just have to keep going with it. And, you know, it is what it is. And thank God no human being was damaged and no animal was damaged. What was damaged was something that can be replaced. It's sheds and hay straw. But if any of the animals had been burned to death and the pregnant mares, you feel a lot worse.